ice storm caused widespread damage and left over 20,000 people without electricity. Marshall Albright is with the Cass County Electric Cooperative.
Some folks will be turned back on, could be soon. Some might be next week, so it's really unknown at this point how long it will take to restore all of the members. There's a lot of power lines that are down. It's going to take a long time to put those back up.
In Minnesota, a man in a commercial transport vehicle died when it crashed through an icy lake. State officials are warning people to be wary of ice that is unusually thin for this time of winter. Meanwhile, along the Northern California coast, CBS's Carter Evans on a nasty storm system they're getting hit with.
Waves as high as 40 feet are pounding the California coastline. In Ventura County, the surf flooded streets with debris, reaching several blocks inland.
We've got high swells. We've got waves coming in directions we're not used to them coming. Even the most seasoned swimmer and surfer.
Evacuation orders were issued in several communities in Santa Cruz and Marin counties.
Over a million people are expected to descend on New York's Times Square to ring in 2024. With tensions high, New York Mayor Eric Adams assured everyone,
"This is the safest big city in America, New York City."
Security is being stepped up with increased law enforcement. NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
There will be a large contingency of officers you won't see as well. Many in plain clothes ensuring the safety of our city. And watching overhead will be our aviation unit and our drone deployment package.
Now to the conflict in the Middle East. Military operations have expanded into southern Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is in dire straits. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees have crammed into the city of Rafah on the Gaza border with Egypt, and thousands more are arriving every day. Conditions are dire. There's little drinking water, few toilets, and not enough tents to go around. And the UN says everyone in Gaza is hungry.
Russia with a massive air attack on Ukraine, the biggest barrage since the war began. Kyiv's mayor says they need more help. Stat.
It's critical important. It's life important for us to have a support from our partners. Without new system, especially anti-missile system and new weapons, it will be very difficult to fight the Russians.
More than 100 missiles and drones were launched. More than two dozen people were killed. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. January is Radon Action Month, and the Wood County Health Department would like to help. Radon is an odorless, invisible, radioactive gas that's naturally released from rocks, soil, and water. It can leak into homes and buildings through visible and non-visible cracks in the foundation. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services states about 1 out of 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. You can pick up a radon test kit for $5 at the Wisconsin Rapids Health Department office or the Marshfield City Hall. A Stevens Point restaurant has joined others in the state who now have robots delivering food to tables. News 7 reports Fa Ever 21 has two robot servers who help human servers when tables are full or to be sure the food can come out all at once for bigger tables. Kids and adults alike are delighted with the robot servers, who can even sing happy birthday. Their names are Yoyogi and Tetsy Bear. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. It's Friday, and we've got abundant sunshine on tap today, paired with some mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We'll put the picture-perfect day on repeat for tomorrow, just a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. It's 44 at our studios.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this December 29th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Melissa Leaders. We're going to talk about the Wayne Wilson benefit coming up on New Year's Eve. Looking forward to talking with Melissa about that. Right now, in studio, we have from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Promise Bakken. Promise, am I saying your last name right?
It's Bakken.
Bakken, thank you very much. I will try to get that right from now on. Promise is the first time she's been in with us today, and she is the Marketing Communications Director over at our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thanks a lot for being here. I have seen your name and I've heard your name mentioned many, many times from our chamber members and other community members. And it's nice to have you in studio and get to meet you. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate what you guys do for our community so much. And looking forward to talking with you guys more and more about New Year's and next year and so many great events that our chamber has. For now, can we get into some of the upcoming community events we have to look forward to?
Yeah, one of our bigger events that we are getting ready for here is our annual meeting and awards banquet dinner that is going to be on March 6th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so at that event, we like to recognize investors that had made impacts in, within our community throughout the year. We will be holding this one at The Ridges.
Mm-hmm.
We do have nomination forms out right now, too. So if you would like to nominate your favorite business or a business that you think is deserving to receive an award, our categories are Large Business of the Year, Innovative Business of the Year, Entrepreneur or Small Business of the Year, Community Impact of the Year, Professional Executive of the Year. And those forms can be found on, when you go on to, you know, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, on our landing page there, those, the deadline for that is January 13th. So we highly encourage everybody to get their nominations in sooner rather than later.
I have a feeling as you're saying that, Promise, that a lot of people had names or businesses pop in their head. And no time like the present. Get it in right now, especially while it's fresh in your mind.
Right.
We all know how it is in the beginning of the new year and a billion things going on. And before you know it, that deadline comes up. And like, oh, I didn't nominate the person.
You
want to get that in.
Yep.
This is also one of our favorite events. We love this event in this area. This is not only a fun event to hang out with the chamber, to be over at the Ridges, you know, our one of our favorite places to be, but it's also a chance for us to celebrate our community, celebrate our community members. It's one of those things, too, where I feel being nominated is such an honor, just that, let alone winning anything. It's such a nice opportunity to put a spotlight on not only businesses, but people, individuals. We don't always get a chance to.
Right. I agree with that.
Thank you very much for bringing that up. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer to it. And again, you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to find that form to fill out. Go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and you'll be able to find that form. I want to also encourage people to check out the events page on the Chamber's website. It's a great way to keep up on all the things that Promise and I are going to be talking about today. Go right there. Again, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We've got another great one coming up, I promise. Encouraging the public. We're going to be.
Oh, yes, of course. So I'm not sure if people are aware that they can buy chamber gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
And these gift certificates, once you purchase them, you can redeem them or use them at any of the businesses that are chamber members. So we have over 400 members right now. So if you're not sure, you know, what your spouse would like or what your son-in-law would like, or, you know, buy a chamber gift certificate and then they can use it anywhere in town here so long as they're, you know, on that list of chamber investors. We do see a huge influx of people buying them, like, over the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to buy them for, say, you own a business and you wanted to buy them as, like, an employee gift, you know, you can, you know, stop in and, you know, get those for your employees.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to use them throughout the year as well. Kind of helps circulate, you know, money throughout town. It helps small businesses. It helps our economy in town. It's just a really great way of, and it's easy too. I have a hard time figuring out what to buy people.
I hear you.
Yeah, birthdays, anniversaries, etc.
Go ahead and ask your mom or dad what they want for Christmas. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck. Oh, I don't need anything. Oh, yeah. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
And you're stuck, and you're trying to figure out what to do. Now, there are a lot of options for gift cards nowadays, but there's only one that really features and puts back into our community, specifically us, and where we are able to keep the money right here in town.
Yeah.
We're able to invest in our local businesses. Getting a gift card from the chamber, it carries a different weight to it. And I also believe that it shows when you're using that card throughout town, you're showing you're investing in your community, that you're backing your community. So I think it goes a little bit farther than most gift cards do.
Right. Yep.
There's just a little more to it with that. And certainly the flexibility with that, too. You mentioned so many businesses are a part of the chamber that you'll be able to use this card at.
Right.
Which really helps with, you know, not just because we're past Christmas.
Right.
We made it through Christmas and everything, but there are birthdays. There are certainly, as you mentioned, you know, celebrating your employees at businesses. There's a lot of times where gift cards are going to come up in the next year.
Yeah.
Think of our chamber.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity. And promise, if people want to know more or they want to, you know, get a gift card, do they just go to the website? Should they call you guys up?
I would highly suggest they call. We do not have a feature on our website as of right now where you can order gift certificates. So just call the office and let them know that you're wanting to buy a gift certificate and we'll get it ready for you.
Very cool. Appreciate that. We're in December here. And as we're wrapping up December, we have some things to look forward to going into next month, into the new year. We have the community leadership and team leadership that we wanted to discuss a little bit with you.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with teen leadership. Mm. So this program is designed to grow and strengthen skills in teens that we see that have potential in advancing in certain areas of their life. So it's basically, I was hoping to put my daughter through it, but to kind of grow like communication skills, leadership skills, organization skills, you know, the thought process of how to, you know, start organizing an event per se, or how to get a certain project started and launched and all those pieces put together. So the teen leadership program is, we kind of, it's like an entry, you know, like kind of start exposing them to different areas in town that they might not be aware exists. So the idea is to start, you know, exposing them to these areas where they could work, start giving them skills that they could start utilizing, and then hope that after college that they see potential in the community and, you know, return to the community and invest in the community in the future. But speaking of which, you know, they are going to be focusing on information technology, which is huge right now, especially with how advanced we're growing in terms of technology. I think it's really important that they understand the importance of, you know, information technology and how they can use that to develop their careers.
The more comfortable they are with the tech world, the more that it's going to benefit them going forward. We're not going backwards with technology. We're only going more and more forward with it. The more that they understand, the better that they're going to be able to do these jobs or do some of these things. Right. With the leadership program, I'm curious, and I don't want to pry, but you, I wish the audience could have seen the look on Promise's face when you said you wanted your daughter to join it, because that is a great look. That's such as a parent, I felt that look. Why was it that you wanted your daughter to be a part of it? I don't need to get specifics necessarily, but what is it about the leadership program that you thought would benefit her and kids like her?
I thought it would have been a great opportunity. So the reason why she wasn't able to do it is because she moved in with her father, so out of town. But anyways, if she was here, I thought it would have been a great opportunity for her to get out of her bubble a little bit. She kind of has like a set of friends that she hangs out with, and not that they're, you know, bad influences. No, it's just additional exposure in other areas of life so that she's not so closed-minded with, you know, the potential of this town.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's such a great point, and it's something that I think that not only myself but others out there listening, we're that kid. We're like that. Yeah. So many, especially in small towns, you know, it's this idea of, oh, I got to see the big world. I got to get out. I got to do these things. And the idea of coming back may not always seem like an option. Maybe they are going to leave, but you mentioned something really key to this, I think, about them coming back.
Right.
Myself, I've got at least off the top of my head two or three friends that I know that moved back to this area after some years or what have you. And part of the reason I did was the perspective, the idea of some of the things that I remembered from when I was young. We just don't know what this might spark. They're a part of the leadership program. They learn and see things that maybe we don't see the benefits of immediately, but down the line they do, and brings them back to this area. I got to tell you, Promise, every month I talk with our Mayor Blazer. I speak with the mayor over in Point and Wausau. I keep in good communication with all of them, and everybody has the same concern, keeping community members members here, mm-hmm. bringing new people here. It's a real key part to the survival of our rural areas. Right. And one of the biggest things and ways of doing that is not having this tax break or this big business or that kind of thing. It's getting to people and speaking to them about community, letting them see different things in the community that are going to bring them back. Right. That seldomly isn't, or that very rarely is a certain one event or a certain one thing. It's a feeling.
Right.
It's the people. It's a lot of that that continues to bring people back. When these kids are a part of the leadership program, they meet people that maybe they don't always talk to. You mentioned being in a bubble. I think all of us in high school get into bubbles, and this branches you out of that a little bit more. Not only building more relationships, but finding out more things that you can enjoy and love about your neck of the woods.
Right. Yep.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to kids, this leadership program.
Yeah. I also think it gives them the opportunity to get like a step ahead.
Yes.
From their peers. You know, they're going to high school, they're thinking about where they're going to go to college, but like, what about what's going on in town now that could benefit your future? And I think this program is a huge benefit for, you know, teens that are willing to explore other areas that they don't necessarily get with their standard curriculum in high school. So
strong point. I also like the idea of whenever we can create opportunities for young people to take pride in their area and take a little self-worth from that as well, because I don't know about others, but I know growing up, I took a lot of pride in my city where I was from. And that ended up building a little confidence in me, even being from there and stuff. And I think that any opportunity to build kids' self-confidence and self-worth is a positive as well. So you have a twofold here of by building love of your community, also building them up.
Right.
And there's no downside to building these guys up, to building these kids up and everything. They are the future. Seems like a good idea to have them feeling pretty good about going into the future. We also, before I wrap up, there is also the community leadership program as well. There's the teen one and then the community leadership program.
So the community leadership program is more designed for adults that are already in a career themselves. I myself did the community leadership program last year. And I found it, it opened a lot of doors for me, you know, and I've lived in this area my entire life. And there's some things that, you know, throughout the program that I was like, oh, I didn't know that existed. That's like, you know, it was eye opening for me. And I learned a lot from it. I learned a lot about, you know, my skills and, you know, how I communicate and what my strengths were. And it's really helped me, be aware of those things from, you know, day to day. Right now they're focusing on community service. And that it goes in line with, you know, what is there available in town for us to, you know, do community service. Is there volunteer options? You know, where can we participate? What companies in town are, you know, looking to expand on community service? Things in that area.
Different. There's investing in your community by purchasing and buying products, and then there's volunteering and investing in that way. It's nice to always see the you know, the great themes and the different ways the leadership program approaches year in and year out with what they're doing with something like that. That's really key to this. You're not only getting a chance to maybe see and hear about businesses you don't always get a chance to, which I, like you, been in this area for, I haven't been always from this area, but been in this area for over 20 years. And every once in a while, I'll hear from something. I'm like, I didn't know that was around, or I haven't seen this person. So it isn't just businesses that you can connect with that you might normally, but people and the connections you make there. One of my favorite stories about the leadership program is the couple that met through the leadership and ended up getting married and everything. That's maybe a little far-fetched. Maybe that's not going to happen every time, but it does speak to the relationships that can be built outside of the business world, and that, you know, friendships and different things that could be made that can bleed into the business world.
Yeah, I definitely stay in touch with some of the people that were in my group from last year, and it's nice to see them around town. And one of them, you know, works for a print company in town here, and it's like, hey, how are you? It's great to see you. And another one works for, you know, the CVB, and I see them frequently, so it's really nice to have made a connection with them prior to having to engage with, like, work with them, you know.
Right, right. So. And it's interesting. I've talked to people for at least the past couple of years when it comes to the leadership program. Anytime we're talking about it, one of the first things to come up is that, is loving running into fellow leadership members. And it reminds me so much of, I don't know, have you ever done a play? Have you ever acted before, done theater? Okay. when you're lucky, you get in the show and you feel like a family. And these are and people that even years and years later, when you run into them and you've been in the play with them, you're like, oh, hey, so-and-so. And you're happy to see them and everything. Yeah. It reminds me of that in many ways. It's a fun program to be a part of. And encourage businesses out there to think of getting your people involved in this. Leadership is one of the, to me, just my opinion, I believe that everybody has a leader in them.
Right.
And what that means to you, figuring that out, finding that out, programs like this can help you do that, help not only embrace what that leadership is, but what it is to be a leader.
Right. Yeah, one of the things I encourage is if you're a business in town and you have an employee that you think has potential to grow, this is a great program to put them in. It'll help them grow in so many, you know, areas of their career that, you know, it'll help grow them.
With something like this, just like we were saying with the teen leadership program, there is no downside. There is no negative to this. There's only but positives to it and great things that can happen from it for you and your employees.
Yep.
The roundtable revitalization, that was something else I wanted to touch on with you.
So our roundtable revitalization, so Laura is working on changing these up a little bit so they're more suited for what our businesses in town need. So one of them is the HR roundtable. We are changing that to the network exchange for HR professionals. So this group is going to focus on talking about those sensitive HR subjects, you know, and it's going to be a closed group. It's going to be, you know, confidentiality is going to be very significant, but it's an opportunity for HR professionals to gather together to talk about topics that are coming up for them right now, and they don't know how to approach them, address them, resolve them, or put a policy in place. And it's kind of like, hey, what did you do in your company? Well, we tried this, and, you know, somebody else might chip in and say that they've tried this and it didn't work very well for A, B, and Z. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity to talk about those HR subjects with other HR professionals that understand what it's like to face certain challenges in that profession. So the second roundtable revamp here is going to be the safety, the network exchange for safety professionals. So this is another area where it's hard to, it can be hard to implement safety measures, you know, across the board in terms of, you know, anywhere from working in the kitchen to a construction site to what do you do with bloodborne pathogens, you know, things like that. If you're a small business and you want to develop, you know, your safety policies, this is a great group to get into. We do have quite a few different people in this group from different businesses that discuss, you know, upcoming safety challenges or share ideas on how to address certain safety issues. I think it's really great to kind of hear what a similar company might be doing, where you can take bits and pieces from their policies and implement them, you know, in your business as well. So those two groups there.
That's one of the more fantastic ideas I have heard in quite some time. I think this is awesome. And I know that from the first roundtable discussion, I've heard some great feedback from that. So I no doubt the second one will be just as impactful. We have no blueprint for 2024. There's no outline. There's no way of handling certain things. There's so many things that are growing or evolving. We just talked about the tech world a little bit ago and how much that is growing. There's different things and different concerns for employers and employees than there's never been before.
Right.
So there's no blueprint on any of this. We're kind of figuring this out as we go. The more data you can get, the more, hey, this worked for us, this didn't work for us. It's not to say maybe it will or it won't for you, but at least it's data you didn't have before and something you can build on. When we're building the boat on the water here, it could be a little difficult.
Yeah.
You need all the feedback you can get, all the data you can get. And And being able to share it and do it in a positive environment, a friendly environment, I think goes a long way too, where there's it's not the judgment or any of these things. It's, hey, there are no bad ideas. What are you guys trying? Let's, you know, maybe put our heads together, see what we can figure out.
Yeah, and the great thing about that too is that you're collaborating with trusted professionals in the area. So it's great to get together and bounce ideas off of each other. Especially if you don't have another person in your business to be like, hey, what should we do about this? Oh, no.
Right, yeah.
Go to this group.
Yeah. You know, it can be, it's something I don't think we think about very often, but it can be lonely being at the top. It can be, you know, as a business, as an owner of a small business or a big one. And having, again, people to rely, to lean on, to talk to about this stuff is going to go that much farther with us getting that blueprint set for, you know, what we do going forward with a lot of these changes.
Right.
It's a really good one. We're speaking with Promises Bakken.
Yep.
Ah, got it. Yes. Marketing Communications Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And we've got a switch that we wanted to touch about coming up.
Yeah. So we have a event that is currently named Off the Clock. Mm. And this event is designed to bring chamber investors together so they have the opportunity to network. We do it once a month. We usually find a chamber investor or member to host the event. One of the great things this year is that we are changing Off the Clock to networking at night.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So with networking at night, we are going to change the time to 5 to 7, except for the first one because it was a prior commitment. Mm-hmm. And so the very first networking at night is going to be hosted by The Spot by Jacoby Custom Cues.
Nice.
In Nakusa on January 15th. It's going to happen from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to have some great additions to it. So not only will you get the opportunity to network with other business professionals in town, we're going to start implementing more information, more opportunities to network. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. We're going to have like little mixers and Q&As and I don't know. I'm excited about it because I think that the opportunity to change it from Off the Clock to networking at night really provides people the opportunity to like, okay, this is my time for networking. I need to set this night aside because it's networking at night instead of...
I'm with you on this. You got me just as excited as you and the team are over there for this. I love that name. I think that's great. I also think that it's nothing against Off the Clock in the name of that, but I think it's very like you. I hear that and I know what it's about. I know what this is for. And like you said, there kind of sets your brain for, okay, this is a chance for me to network. This is a chance for me to run into people, whether you work in marketing or sales or whatever your business is. This is a good opportunity for you to get out there in the public and meet some people, maybe some people that you don't always get a chance to run into.
Yep. So the event itself, we have one host every month. And it's a business member or a member of the chamber. And with that, we are now scheduling into 2025.
Gosh. Wow.
So if you're interested in hosting and networking at night, you got to get on our waiting list and get on there soon. And, you know, the year rolls really fast. So,
I still thought it was June when I came into work today. I mean, it just goes by really quick. That's awesome. What a great opportunity, not only for us as community members and us to network, but for these businesses to be highlighted and have a chance to host these things.
Yep.
That's always a nice opportunity. Yep. That also is one of those things where, I haven't been here before.
Yep.
I'm going to go there for this networking at night. That sounds like a fun time. That's great.
As a host, too, you have the opportunity to speak about your business, you know, what's coming up for the year. And it's not just speaking to, what would you say, like an audience that might not.
Yeah, that might not always have a chance to see or be there, you know, but getting a chance to open up to a whole new group of people. And you're having them come to you. You're not even having to go out there to the public or anything.
Right.
It's just a really cool opportunity. I could see why you guys are filling up really quick on this one. That's a good one. Looking forward to talking about that and many, many more things next year. Promise, you did it. We're done.
Yay.
Great work.
Thanks.
Hey, you got your first one down. I told you, you're not too bad. You're good at this. You're very good at this. Please say hi to everybody at the chamber for us. Thank you to you and the staff there for everything you do for our community and put into our community. We appreciate you. Have a great New Year's.
You too. Thank you.
We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In the village of Weston, a man is dead and a woman is in the hospital after a domestic abuse situation on Wednesday night. News 7 reports police responded to the domestic incident a little after 11 on Wednesday night and found the man with a bladed weapon assaulting a woman. Police tried less lethal options but ended up having to shoot the man. Life-saving measures were unsuccessful. The woman had life-threatening injuries and was taken to the local hospital. No names have been released and the incident is under investigation. GasBuddy announced their annual fuel price outlook for 2024, and they say drivers can expect lower gasoline and diesel prices in the year to come. After 2 years of above-average gas prices, GasBuddy analysts predict the yearly national average will drop 13 cents to $3.38 per gallon in 2024. This means the average household can expect to save around $50 on gas next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. It's Friday, and we've got abundant sunshine on tap today, paired with some mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We'll put the picture-perfect day on repeat for tomorrow, just a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. It's 44 at our studios.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. For a limited time, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, get an additional 20% off in-store clearance appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 12/28/23 through 1/3/24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 29th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into our studio some wonderful people. We're going to talk about the Wayne Wilson benefit coming up on New Year's Eve. Looking forward to diving into this with you guys and talking more about it. First, I want the audience to be able to put a name to the voice, so I'll let you guys introduce yourselves, and we'll start with you, Kat.
Hi, I'm Kat V.
Thanks for being here, Kat. Appreciate the time. Jessica?
Hi, I'm Jessica Wilson.
Thank you, Jessica. Good to have you here. And Russ.
Yes, I'm Russ Wurzella, and also along is my wife, Sally Wurzella. She's not speaking today, but that's okay.
Nicely done, Russ. Nicely done. Nicely done. You can deal with that. I'm not dealing with that. No. We appreciate all of you being here, and especially to be able to highlight, put under a spotlight, this wonderful benefit coming up. I want to get into a little bit of why the benefit, what the purpose of the benefit is. And we're speaking about the Wayne Wilson benefit, again, coming up on December 31st over at Brothers by Choice Clubhouse in Arpen. Kat, would you mind explaining to us why we're having this event, what this is for?
Well, my brother Wayne is going through, he has an aggressive lung cancer. He was diagnosed in July 2023 with stage 2 aggressive lung cancer. He had went in to the ER thinking he was maybe having a heart attack, having chest pain, and he left with the diagnosis of lung cancer. So we are throwing this benefit for him and just to support him
All the things we're going to talk about today, all the great things that are going on with this benefit and the funds and the attention that we raise for it, all wonderful. I think that just even talking about this and talking about him and sharing this is already a huge win. Hopefully. I hope it is. I hope it is for him and you and your family. Thank you so much for sharing that, for sharing this and sharing this event with us and being here to talk about it. Really, really do appreciate that. My heart, thoughts go out to you and yours and all the strength I have in me to you and yours and him in this time. With this being this case, though, he comes out of there. This situation is happening. Can't even begin to imagine the amount of things that go through your mind when it comes to your own life, your family, your loved ones. And then there, if that isn't enough, you've got the medical bills and all of these other things that go on. And our audience is very familiar with the Alice report that came out lately from the United Way. Most people understand that any one of us, you can throw a rock. The stats are 3 in 5 are one medical disaster away from being, you know, having nothing, basically. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's you need a new refrigerator and you happen to afford something like that. So I feel like the audience understands how necessary these kind of things are when we have these benefits. That alone is a lot to take on. Mm-hmm. For him, I just wanted to start off, and not at all to pry. I hate prying, and my mother's in the back of my head yelling at me for prying. Mm-hmm. But I do have to ask, how is Wayne doing?
Well, he's currently going through 21 weeks of chemotherapy. He started in November, and we hope that he will be done in March. Mm-hmm. Then he has to go on to immunotherapy. Mm-hmm. So this is a long road. It's been very tough. He has his good days and his bad days. And when he has his bad days, they're bad. Mm-hmm. He's down. He's down and out.
Hopefully, not only this benefit, but this conversation here and many ones like it, we can send some empowerment to him. We can try to build him up. We can try to give him some strength through this time. And I'd like to think that others, as we know, so many other people out there struggling with these kind of things and this illness, hopefully take some strength from it too, that there's some of that with that as well. And certainly there's the fun of the event, the wonderful things that are going to go on in the event, the money that we're going to raise for it, and the attention we're going to be able to bring to this subject, to this cause. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I saw a stat, and I think it was 1987 or 88, 2 in 5 people are connected to cancer or know somebody who has had cancer. I've seen the stat, just knowing the concert was coming up, wanted to do a little homework, figure it's been a long time since I looked at that. 4 in 5 people. It is, cancer's beating us. You know, we're getting beat by this, and we need to combat it as with the best we can. Part of how we do that is certainly science and collecting data and a lot of that. But what can we do? None of us are scientists. I don't know you guys that well, but I'm guessing none of you are scientists. Maybe Russ is. Maybe Russ got.
Oh, thank you very much.
Russ might be. But what can we do? We can do things like this. We can bring attention to it. We can let cancer know that we are not going to just sit here and take it. We can let these people that are struggling through this right now know that they are not alone.
Exactly.
And one of the ways to do that is a fun way in a benefit like this.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the benefit itself and what people can look forward to about it. Again, it is coming up December 31st, 1 to 11 at Brothers by Choice Clubhouse at 7561 Bethel Road in beautiful Arpen. It's going to be a fun event. What do we got to look forward to about this? And I'll go ahead and I'll go to Russ for that.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. First thing I'd like to do is thank WFHR here for having us. You know, we really appreciate that, giving us a little airtime like this. And also for everybody who's donated to this. We had a lot of people donate. We have like roughly 100 or so raffle prizes that we can do.
Excellent.
Some are small and some are some big ones. You know, when I say small, it's gift baskets, things like that there. And I mean, excuse me, we have like 50-50 raffles. We have a special raffle for some of these bigger items. Well, just so you know, there's no ATM there. So please, if you can, bring money along,
You
know,
cash.
And then help out because it is a donation and it's for a pretty good reason. I mean, we have things like a signed Packer helmet by David Bakhtiari, a fishing bowl, a Packer flag signed by, I don't know if you people remember him yet, Brett Favre. I'm sure some of you do.
Seems familiar. Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, and then a big 3-foot stainless steel fire ring. Ooh. That's it's all carved out and everything. It's actually pretty neat looking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd have to see it. It's nice. And all this stuff here has been donated so far. Mm. We have a Wisconsin Badger signed jersey by Mordecai, number 8.
Ooh, nice.
Coach purse for you ladies out there. Mm. I mean, mm-hmm. and this is guys or ladies, whatever.
Sure, sure.
I mean, birthdays and stuff are coming up, so what the heck? You
know, I need all the help I can get with gifts, so yes, yeah.
Yes. We also have a Vera Wang purse, and we have a big quilt, a handmade quilt that someone has done for us. So, and like I say, 50-50 raffles, I mean, there's going to be a pretty good time here, I believe. And then if you want, because it is from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m., and if you want, feel free to stick around. Bring in the new year with us, because you'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah, It's a great idea to have it right then, with leading into New Year's and all that. New Year's Eve leading into the New Year Day. That's a great way to not only start the new year, but for it to come, bring it in with some friends and have some fun doing it. If in doing this job as long as I have, there are a couple of things I have learned. One of them, we love raffles. We love raffles in this area.
Yes.
We had half the audience as soon as you said raffle. Didn't even matter what else you said there, man. as long as we have that in take, people are going to love it. But then you tell me those prizes. Those are amazing. Oh,
and this is just some of them. I mean, we have other big ones coming in yet that, you know, we're not sure if we're going to get surprised on some. Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, we have these drones out there. We have these little RC Indy race cars, a big board toss game,
nice.
Or cornhole, whichever you want to call it.
I mean,
there are lots of things out there. Probably too numerous to mention because I know we don't have a couple hours of sitting here. I could try going on for as long as you guys want here, but
I kind of want to test them. I kind of want to push that. That alone is great, Russ. That is a fantastic list. Let alone the other things that might show up there and it might surprise us.
Yes,
I have to match you on that as well. A big thank you to everybody that donated those items.
Yes,
that really
we appreciate it.
You know, you hear items like that, and that's fun and exciting. And again, a lot of the audience out there listening and marking their calendar to be at this event to try to get on these raffles and to help raise funds for this cause. But it also, I know our community, and one of the first things that I think of when I hear something like that is, well, we got a lot of people that believe in this. We got a lot of people that are back in this event, a lot of people that are getting behind this event. You don't get prizes like that for nothing. There are people that really believe in this, which gets other people engaged in wanting to believe in it as well. That's big shout out to them for doing that. That's really cool. And again, raffles. People love raffles. Will we have food down there? Food down there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
We'll have food.
Excellent.
Yes,
it'll actually be barbecue, and you know we have chips and stuff, and probably hot dogs. And what this is going to do, this is all donated from some of us. You know, it's all made up and everything. So, I mean, donations are accepted. There will be a donation jar. But otherwise, the meal, come and eat also. I mean, heck yes, you have fun.
Yeah.
Baked goods and all.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you know, if it wasn't sold already, the baked goods. Like, that right away is going to get you. So you got food down there. We're going to have the raffles. What about music? We're going to have some music down there?
Yes, we are. We are going to have a DJ there. So it'll be fun. It's not, you know, it's about everyone coming together for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wayne and Jess have given to the community. And I really, really hope that the community will come together for him and support them during this difficult time.
Again, Kat, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, so please smack me upside the head if I am. But could you tell us a little bit about Wayne? You mentioned, I know I've seen Wayne's name before. I know you mentioned putting into the community. I've seen that before. Can we touch on a little bit of that? Or if it's not a good time for it, that's completely fine. We can move on. But I wouldn't mind if you don't, just touching on that just a little bit.
You know, Wayne and Jess own a bar in Arpin called Paradise.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do a lot, you know, just for the whole community. I mean, there's people that don't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and they're so giving. Mm-hmm. And that is their family. The community is their family as well. And it just, they do wonderful things for people. Mm-hmm. And I could go on and on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About, you know, things that he's done for the community. But I really hope that people can really come together and really show them the appreciation for all that they do.
Yeah. Well said. I when we talk, one of the things, especially since the pandemic, one of the most common phrases we have, not only here at WFHR, I think nationally, is buying local, supporting local, doing that. And it's taken on a whole new meaning, really, since the pandemic of how important that is. And we like to support that always. If I can be blunt, if Wayne and Jess did nothing in the community, I would still be backing this. I would still be behind this. I would still be believing in this and saying everything that I am. The fact that you mentioned that stuff, Kat, and I'm sure there are a thousand other things that we don't even have the time to mention that they have done for the community. Just being a local business and putting back into the community as they do. You guys have advertised with local businesses. You continue to put the money into the community like you do. This is our chance to have your back. This is our chance to show that we support you, because you have done it for us with your business, with your different, you know, charitable or different ways that you have you and Wayne have put into the community. So it's a nice opportunity for that as well. And a really, really noteworthy thing, too, I think, is we never know when we might be Wayne, you know,
exactly.
When we might be in this situation.
Exactly.
Any one of us. I've lost, off the top of my head, I don't even know how many. I've lost at least 4 members of my family to cancer. And I know what is in my body DNA-wise. And I'm not alone. There's a million other people out there that are in the same situation. You would want people to have your back. You would want people to be there for you. And hopefully you do. You will, if that ever comes. This is our chance to show this for Wayne. This is our chance, not just for Wayne, but his family as well. I certainly think of Wayne first and foremost, but the rest of the family, all of you guys, I want to think of you as well. And just as important as a part of this. When it comes to people that, do we have enough hands on deck for this event? Can we use volunteers for it? Do we need any extra bodies, extra set of hands or anything like that? I got gigantic hands, you guys. I don't even know what to do with them half the time. People like me, you guys need anything like that?
Well, actually, we are more than welcome to bring in anyone else if they want to come help. Okay. And like I say, we do have plenty of people that know these guys for quite some time. We're here for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they've been there for us. But if you're still willing to donate, bring something along. We can throw it up on the table, or again, just come for a good time. But yes, we're here for all this stuff.
Yeah,
and appreciate just consoling that. Here right a little bit right now, in case you're wondering why I'm not talking. So we can get into that maybe later, maybe not.
That's appreciated. Thank you for doing that, Russ. One of the things that I want to make sure to also focus on this event is, for one, the type of music that's going to be down there, the food, the raffles, we've touched on that. Is there anything else going on with the event we haven't touched on, though? Is there any other fun things to look forward to or anything else you wanted to make sure to mention?
Well, we're trying to put together some things for the kids.
Okay.
We have, you know, little events we're trying to put together for them, because the children are welcome too.
Yes. Okay, everyone's welcome.
The children, bring your kids.
Yeah.
You know, let's make this a day to remember. And you know, we're trying to get that all put together for the kids. We're working on it, but we're hopeful. I don't know if people know Tommy Kirschbaum from Midwest Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping we get him to come in that day, because he is an amazing tattoo artist. But he does special things for kids, where he comes in and draws on their, makes little tattoos on their arms
awesome.
With markers. So we're hoping that he can come in that day. We have like a spinning wheel that we're going to do for prizes for kids. But we'll, you know, we're getting those little things put together, last-minute thing, but we're going to get it put together for them.
If I'm a business out there listening to this, and I'd like to be a part of the event, or I have a bouncy house, or I have something like that for kids that I think would be a perfect fit for this, do we have time to fit them in? Should I reach out to you all and see if I can be a part of this?
That would be amazing.
Yes, that would be.
Okay. Let's hopefully we can spread the word about that.
Absolutely.
And maybe get some more to that. If people want to find out about, you know, the event, about it, be a part of things, how can they get in touch with you all? I do have a website here. I do. Oh, it's a GoFundMe page.
Yes.
But sending them somewhere else, maybe? Or is there a phone number we can call?
Yeah, they can call my cell phone. The number is 715-323-3854. And also...
Mm-hmm. No, that's all right.
You should call me to put my number.
Hang on a second. Kat, would you mind giving your number as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
My number is 715-305-9723.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And again, thank you guys for being here, for sharing this event with us and our listeners. We're really looking forward to not only making sure that there's a good turnout for this, but at Wayne leaves this event knowing that he is not alone. Wayne leaves this event knowing how much this community supports him and supports his family, and we want to make sure that that goes in. We need your guys' help for that, though. We got to have a good turnout. We want a lot of people to show up. I want everybody. I know for a fact, I've talked to at least 15, 16 different people, whether it's students of mine or listeners out there. Not a lot of people are doing much this New Year's. Now you got something to do. Now you got a plan. Now you got something to do from a 1 to 11. You got your day covered. You don't even have to leave ARPAN. You got food down there, music. Everything is covered for you. Just hang out and enjoy yourself throughout the whole day. Is there anything else about the event that we can touch on that we maybe haven't gotten a chance to? If a person can't be at the benefit on Sunday, possibly, something like that, can they send a donation or anything? Is there a way of doing it that way?
Yeah, we have a P.O. Box set up. So it's P.O. Box 54, ARPAN, Wisconsin, 54410.
Excellent. Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate that. I also see that there is a GoFundMe page. Is that still going? Can we send people to that as well?
It is.
Okay. If you go to GoFundMe.me, you should be able to find it there. Put in their Wayne Wilson benefit. I tested this earlier, and it worked for me. So I encourage people to do it that way. I apologize, guys. We're still trying to figure out in radio how to give email addresses and web addresses over the air.
Yes.
It's still very difficult. But thankfully, there are search engines. And you go ahead and type that in your search engine, GoFundMe, Wayne Wilson benefit, or Wayne Wilson. Both of those worked for me, and I was able to find it. So it should be able to do it that way. Otherwise, those numbers that we gave before. And let's go ahead and, as we're getting closer to wrapping up here, we'll mention those numbers one more time before we leave. So again, the benefit, in this family, nobody fights alone. We will fight together. The Wayne Wilson benefit happening New Year's Eve, 1 to 11 at Brothers by Choice Clubhouse. For listeners out there that haven't been to Brothers Choice, what can we tell them about the establishment?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is thanks to the Brothers by Choice, because they are actually donating their clubhouse to us.
Wow.
For, you know, setup and everything. And I know we've been there the past couple days, bringing all the gifts and everything in, getting it set up. And if you don't know where it's at, it is 7561 Bethel Road in ARPAN. It's considered ARPAN, but it's pretty close.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not that big of an area. You should be able to find it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to add that Brothers by Choice, they are all vets. They're all they're all veterans. And, you know, they do wonderful things for the community as well. And I really can't say enough and can't thank them enough for doing this.
Yeah. Great group of people. I've gotten to talk to them before. A really good group of people like that. I love the name of the bar. It's a great name. And it has a lot of meaning to it as well. And we send a shout out to them, appreciation to them, and certainly to our vets out there who we always will take any opportunity we can to thank. We appreciate them. This event is going to be fun. We mentioned the raffle, the music, the food. And again, one more time, if anybody out there listening, business or individuals that want to be a part of the event, encourage you to reach out to the gang. Can we give those phone numbers one more time for people that they can contact you if they want to be a part of things? Jessica?
715-323-3854.
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you again for being here. Kat?
And 715-305-9723.
Thank you again all so much. I really do appreciate the time. I want to spend the last couple of minutes talking with Sally. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding, Sally. Just kidding. Just joking.
There you go. Yes.
But I do appreciate not only you guys bringing this to our show, to our listeners, having this event and everything that is put into it. And by you guys, I mean not just you, but everybody else that has been adding to this as well. Please know that you are not alone in this, and that us, our listeners, this community have your back, and we are going to show you that on New Year's Eve. So thank you all.
Thank you for your raffle basket, one night stay at the Hotel Mead.
Yes. It's not bad.
Amongst other things.
We really do appreciate you guys so very much. And again, if you want to be able to add to the benefit, those phone numbers you can check out, or also go to the GoFundMe page. GoFundMe.me, type in your search bar, GoFundMe.me, Wayne Wilson benefit should pop right up for you. Have a great event, you guys. I hope to see you there. Enjoy yourselves, and Happy New Year to all you and yours.
Well, thank you. To you also.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next year right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that?
because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast.
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A major ice storm in North Dakota knocked out power to thousands. Lee Weiss manages an HVAC company in Fargo.
Our phones just lit up and it's been going nonstop all day. We've got a long list of homes that have some pump failing because of the power outages.
The North Dakota governor has declared a statewide emergency because of the storm. Over a million people are expected in New York's Times Square to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve. Mayor Eric Adams.
We will be out here with our canines, our horsebacks, our drones, our helicopters, our boats. The full complement of our public safety apparatus will be on display.
After Russia launched a massive barrage of missiles and drones on Ukraine, President Zelensky says he's visited the area that was heavily attacked. He says he honored the soldiers who defended the town. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortions are back on again at Planned Parenthood's clinic in Sheboygan after being suspended out of concern over state law. Sheboygan County's district attorney says he won't press charges, but he is appealing a judge's ruling that Wisconsin law bans feticide and not consensual abortions. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are still running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.